Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, check this out.
All right. I'm checking.
Hold on, let me pull this parka off. So, All right. I may have talked to you about this before. I have noticed sometimes I discover things for the first time more than once. So this may be one of those.
Oh.
We talk too much. You know what I mean?
And it's been 22 years or something, too. Like, we've talked about a lot of things. It's hard to remember what we've actually talked about, but I've had dreams about talking to you
things
about.
Things I've noted in my head to talk about and then don't.
Did it happen on the air or not?
So last night I'm watching the World Series.
Yes.
So there's a birthday party happened for my kid who's four.
Oh, how did that go?
It went great. The McCutcheons came over. And my mom was there.
Yeah.
And Maria was there.
Oh, fantastic.
We had some food. We opened some gifts.
Did she have a big present? Like, was there something specific that she'd been asking for?
Nothing specific. She got Merida.
Oh, Merida.
From Brave.
Sure.
Little doll. Mm. She likes dolls.
What else?
A couple outfits.
Oh, well, sure. A box of pink.
Some puzzles.
Oh, fun.
Kid stuff. Crap, right? Whatever. Anyway, so finally that part of the night is over, and it's just game time, and I'm sitting there watching. And on comes the ad for Coco, and there's Michael Franti's "I'm Alive" in the background.
What is the Coco movie? It's about like a dog.
It's a Pixar movie. It's their next big one.
Right.
It comes out on Thanksgiving, so it's going to be their holiday event. And Franti's song is featured.
Well, that's a great song.
It is a great song.
It's in that other commercial. Excuse me. It's in that other commercial. I don't remember. A vitamin, probiotic, something like that.
Oh, I'm Alive is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how funny.
I think the product is called Alive.
Oh. Well, how convenient.
Yeah. It says aspiring musician Miguel teams up with a trickster named Hector on an extraordinary journey through the land of the dead. And I think I read every actor in it is Latino.
Oh, that's good.
That
so,
good.
Like, Edward James Olmos, Benjamin Bratt.
Oh, that's right.
We have heard about this.
Is John Ratzenberger Latino?
No, but he's in all the Pixar films.
Yeah.
So that's their thing.
She's anyway,
gotta do a voice.
It's super cool.
Yeah,
like,
right
I was so stoked for him and just thought, oh, man, not only is that rad to get into the movie, but you just hit World Series...
Bank.
That's your spread far and wide with that, right?
That
so
is
I text him. I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally listening to your song. He goes, I just got... I lost my phone. he goes, I just got done doing scenes in a movie today. Like, literally, I just got done doing scenes in a movie with... Hold on, I gotta pull it up.
Like voiceovers?
No,
or
doing a movie.
He's
doing
a movie.
He says, I just finished my first acting role today in Memphis. The film is called Brian Banks and stars Greg Kinnear and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I wonder what he plays. Oh, my God. Let's get him on the phone.
How do you like that? Well,
I
guess
love
what?
It.
So then I continue to text with him a couple times, and he goes, now I just finished on the movie set. Now I'm leaving to Nashville. I'm on my way to Studio A in Nashville to write songs for a week. All the best to you and the fam.
I wonder if that's the same Studio A that Chris Stapleton refers to.
It is.
It's songs from Studio.
Right. It's the famous studio.
Funny. Good
love
for him.
That.
God, what a life that guy's living.
He deserves it.
He does. If anyone on earth deserves it, it's him.
Exact thing as I was sitting
there. He is a fountain of positivity.
God, you love to see someone who deserves to make it, make it.
And is willing to work. Like, that dude works.
He's probably limping right now.
Right.
Doesn't he have a bad
knee?
He
does.
Yeah, he just had surgery.
He is unstoppable. Oh, he's doing a benefit concert, too.
Oh.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah,
you know what? I do. Hold on. They announced Bottle Rock is behind this whole thing. They're, you know, whatever the people behind Bottle Rock. They've announced three different benefit concerts. It's going to be Michael Franti and Spearhead for the Love of Napa benefit concert on November 18th at Mondavi, Robert Mondavi Winery in Oakville. Those tickets go on sale today at 9. Counting Crows are headlining for the Love of Sonoma benefit also on November 18th at Wheel Hall in the Green Music Center in Rohnert Park. And those tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. And Train, in association with Drops of Jupiter Wine, is doing a benefit concert on December 1st at the Jam Cellars Ballroom at the Napa Valley Opera House in downtown Napa. And those tickets go on sale today at 11. You can go to BottleRockNapaValley.com for those tickets. And all the proceeds from the concert support Wine Country fire relief efforts through the Napa Sonoma Community Foundations, the North Bay Fire Relief Fund, and Noma Gibbs, supporting Sonoma State University staff and students who lost homes or were impacted by the fires. And then Bottle Rock is also an event sponsor for the Band Together concert that's happening this a week from tonight, Thursday the 9th at AT&T Park. And that's Metallica and I think Dead and Company, Rancid, Dave Matthews. So there are suddenly
we'll have tickets for that at 7 a.m.
Tons and tons of benefit concerts. I'll give that information a little later on today, too, but Michael Franti's pretty busy, I think is the bottom line.
So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I was so stoked just to hear the song and then to hear him go, like, yeah, I just finished a movie. Did you know he was in a movie?
I did, yeah.
What?
Yeah. But I didn't know, you know, if I could say anything. And
oh, well, I didn't ask either, so.
Well, he did text it to a radio guy.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
Someone said, 707 says, Brian Banks is about a high school kid accused and convicted of rape. And the girl lied for money from the school. It's so sad.
Oh.
So
is that the footballer?
Serious movie.
Is that the footballer?
I don't know.
Do you remember the
footballer
that ended up in jail and didn't and had like a full-on pro career ahead of him?
Mm.
And then later the lady said, "I'm sorry I did that to you. It wasn't I know it wasn't."
That sounds familiar. Yeah. I think that is.
Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
I think this is the guy.
False accusation. Yeah, that's it, Ben.
And later she admitted she lied about the whole thing.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I don't.
And he aged past the point of being able to play
pro
ball.
Well, plus he was a hardened guy from jail at that point. I mean, bad things happen to people in jail. Really bad things.
Okay, so that's...
This might be a documentary. It says that Banks now serves as a spokesperson for the California Innocence Project and is working on a documentary about the story.
Oh. Well, I mean, if Greg Kinnear and who
Sam
else?
Sam Jackson.
You said Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, sorry.
That sounds like it's a reenact. That sounds like a movie.
He may be
doing a separate documentary.
Yeah.
I certainly would. Jesus, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
And it's awful. And even when people throw an accusation that's, you know, quickly disproved, it gets on you.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, you know, all the sexual harassment stuff that's coming forward now. And it's just
the
taint of it.
There was more of it yesterday, too, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. It's effing incredible. Don't worry. We'll be talking about it. It'll be wonderful.
There's so much. There was actually a few more that I didn't even print the stories out. I was like,
I know.
It's just so much.
It just is like, the bottom of something just fell out. And now everyone who's ever
the can's been opened.
Look, if someone is a victim and this is gonna help solve that problem, then that's great. If someone is getting Brian Bankst, that is not okay.
No.
That is an unbelievable story.
Mm-hmm.
A dude who had a full-on pro ball career ahead of him, and some lady just...
decided to smear him, and he went to jail.
Right.
Gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Yeah.
wow, I didn't put those two things together when he said that last night or texted that last night. Then again, it had been a long day and I was ready for bed.
Well, I look forward to talking to him about it. That's super. I mean, it must be so interesting to. I wonder how big the part is. I wonder who he plays.
Hooman?
Did he take some
everything.
Acting lessons?
I've only heard this secondhand as well.
From Sada, his wife?
Yeah, I don't know the deets. I just heard. I didn't even know it was Greg Kinnear. I just heard he flew to. Is it Missouri? Where is he? Kansas?
No, he's in Tennessee.
Tennessee to.
Did you say Nashville?
Well, that's where he's going now.
Memphis, then.
To be
Memphis,
in.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Right, it's fine.
Anyway, Sarah said what?
She just said, Michael's in a movie, and I said, oh, Memphis. That's great. And that's all I heard. I don't know anything.
All right, that's fine. Hooman, by the way, just did a wonderful job collecting all the little audio bits I need today.
Well, I was going to ask this off the air for Vinny, but do you want the audio of the World Series for your segment?
Actually, I've got quite a list of things I'm going to need from
no!
you.
No!
Let's break Hooman. Let's just do it.
No, you break me every day, please. All How's right. that
no,
any different?
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
So
they're
God.
Like a bunch of hyenas feasting on a carcass.
Delicious carcass.
Walk in here, it's a bunch of vultures.
Yeah, hovering. Right. Let me set down my avocado. I'm going to move on to pistachios now.
Right.
Where am I?
I need to sip
of
my homemade kombucha.
My God, if I don't have my pistachios and yogurt and avocado, what do I have?
You have five...
lunches planned.
Jars of I don't know what here.
Organic peanut butter.
As he makes his plans for his three lunches today.
Well, he's got things to do. He's a busy guy.
Well, you know.
Oh, now you're crunching really.
That was close. That was a pretty good little crunch.
And you guys, don't forget he has a movie review to get ready for.
Oh, your day is shot.
Damn.
I can't wait to see
shot.
My Tommy Igo. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excited?
I no.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I just don't.
Thor's the lame one. He's right. He's kind of the lame one right there with Captain America. They're both kind of lame.
I did enjoy the first Thor. I didn't see this. Well, there was a second Thor, right?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I don't know. It's just those are not movies for me, I guess.
Do you like them?
I do. I love
you
them.
Like the Thor movies?
I like almost. I just like going to the Marvel movies.
Had Tommy seen the other Thor movies before you guys went to Ragnarok?
I think he saw the first one, but I don't know if he saw the second one. I asked him to see a lot of movies.
Because he has nothing else to do.
Right.
You know.
I think that's why Bryn stopped doing it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of movies.
Oh, man, I got to see six movies to prepare for this one?
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah.
Oh, wow, I'll listen to your time.
What happens if you can't find it on demand? It's not like you can go to the Blockbuster anymore.
Right.
You know?
Well,
here's
I did
a
ask.
List of movies.
Him and I are doing a movie in 2 weeks, Tommy and I, about Dunkirk. And I asked him to go see that movie.
Oh, it's another movie about
Dunkirk.
The movie Dunkirk?
Yeah.
About the events that
happened?
I
finally saw the ads for that thing you're talking about, the Academy Award movie.
Which one?
The one he wants
phenomenal
us to go to?
Or something?
Yeah, the party you're throwing.
Yeah.
You
know? Billboard.
Oh, three billboards.
Three billboards.
Yeah. The ads were on the World Series last night.
And
I was
what'd
like,
you think?
Oh, I don't know. I was kind of sort of in the middle of going, oh, that's the... And then the ad ended, and I went, I don't even know what's going on there. It seems like it's pretty star-studded or whatever. Who's
yeah,
the star
it's
of
Francis
that?
McDormand and Woody Harrelson.
Francis McDormand? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like both of those actors.
Yeah.
So... Hooman was saying, I mean, I don't know, is this just pre-release buzz that it's going to be nominated for Best Picture and Best Actress and Best Actor and Best Screenplay?
You already saw it, so that's
I did,
your
yeah.
Oh, you
review.
Did see it?
I did, yeah. That's why
I
loved
see it
so
again.
Much. I want to see it again, yeah. And right. I want to share it.
And this is part of your birthday
celebration week.
Pre-birthday, yeah.
Week, month.
Two parties for his birthday.
Months.
One of them was on my birthday.
Not really.
I'm a little bummed out about it.
Not really.
Well.
How could you do that?
Yeah, how could you?
Well, she's 51.
I mean, I know.
No big deal.
Who effing cares? It's so true.
We'll party again when you're 60, Sarah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward. If I'm still alive when I'm 60, I will be super excited
Yikes.
For that. Can you believe it? Mm-mm. If I'm still working here when I'm 60, I will have spent half my life at this job.
Speaking
of, in this chair.
Right, this chair is looking bad. Dude, like, if you're watching the show right now, like, I mean, I've sat, this chair is fouled. Some of that has to be me, right? I mean,
some?
You want to think it's not you, but there's stains all over it, and it's just like greasy.
Yeah, that's
edges.
Your chair. Of course that's all
yeah.
you.
Well, there you go. That's what my ass has done to this chair in 20 years.
Speaking of, yesterday there was this big meeting here in our building.
How was it?
Well, it was one of those weird things where we show up, there's no chairs out, and I'm thinking...
It's one of the big studios, like a
television.
Place, right, a television studio. Yes. So it's a huge empty room with a podium in it. I'm like, are we going to effing stand here?
Well, I felt like it was a gag on us.
Right.
Like, we're the Alice staff shows up, A, early, B,
right.
no chairs.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going... Is this a gag?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we're the ones putting out the chairs. I'm like, it is a gag.
Well, I knew there were chairs around there. I've been to meetings in there and there have been chairs. No one lugs those chairs up, you know, to some other floor. So sure enough, they were around the corner and we all just grabbed a bunch of chairs and brought them in.
We all worked together. All of us, even our boss.
It felt great, didn't
we
it?
We were all
setting up chairs.
Yeah.
I got the best chair.
You did, because those are the most uncomfortable chairs.
You have a roll chair with cushions.
And armrests.
Everybody walked by that chair and I'm like, they're all going over there. I'm taking this one. I'm rolling around in it.
Because
spinning around, talking to everybody, spinning.
Because that was at some guy's desk. Some guy named Bill just lost his chair. Did you even put it back?
No.
No.
I was going to, but Hulu was rushing me out.
Some guy named Bill who'd already been pushed into the hallway is now like, and now my chair's gone.
Right.
And it wasn't even a desk. It was just a table.
There is a couple things about that meeting that have really stuck with me, like, you know, we're somebody's favorite station. Yeah,
that's right.
Bummer for the other stations that were there that didn't get called out because that lady was gushing.
She was. Woo! She said we kick ass.
Yeah. She loves our station.
Yeah.
That's good news for us people. I was like, phew! Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, because of our listeners.
Yep. Thanks to our listeners.
Yep.
We got jobs.
We might got jobs. Right.
You know.
Still to be determined.
Right. We'll see. Anyway, for today, it seems like we have
right.
a job.
Rolling.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, look, it's the Star of Winterland this year. That show's sold out, but keep it here on the Alice because we've got your chance to win tickets. John Mayer and Maren Morris. Back in a second with the trash. Happy Thursday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.